Ready for speaking. CAE Part 3. Collaborative task.
Thank you. Now I'd like you to talk about something together for about 3 minutes. Here are some pictures showing different jobs. First, talk to each other about the most and least satisfying aspects of these jobs. Then decide which two jobs are the most rewarding. All right?
Well, let's start with the dentist. I imagine the best thing about being a dentist is that they earn very good money. Don't you agree?
That's right. I don't think there are many poor dentists in my country. Also, it's very good for them to be aware of the health of the people. It's something that is important for a dentist. A dentist is working for another person, doing something good for them. And something negative? What do you think?
Well, personally, I wouldn't feel like working with somebody's teeth all day long. This isn't a very exciting prospect. On the other hand, it's a secret ambition of mine to be a politician. As a politician, you have the chance to make decisions which can solve people's problems, to help them overcome their difficulties. And that would make me feel very satisfied. How about you? What do you think?
Yes, it's an important thing. Like the dentists, they are working for other people. But in contrast, they have to support the criticisms of the opposition. And at the end, I think it's not something good for them to be all the day listening something negative about you. The singer, too, is famous, but I'm sure she's earning a lot of money, more than the dentist or the politician.
Yes, and probably she likes her profession. It must be extremely satisfying to be able to compose your own songs, your own music, and then to perform them in front of an audience of people, of fans who admire you, who look up to you. Then again, I'm sure she has to spend lots of time away from home, which might not be so attractive.
That's true. I think another disadvantage is that it's a very unstable profession. One minute you are on the top, another minute you are absolutely down.
But if you're a serious musician and you enjoy continued success, I imagine it must be one of the most rewarding jobs there is.
I agree. So let's maybe have that as one of our two most rewarding jobs.
Right. Okay. Let's move on to this one now, the journalist. I think I'd have either that or the politician as my other choice.
Why do you say that?
Because as a journalist, you're always close to the facts, to the news, close to what is happening in the world. Like the politician, it's a job where what you say can have a significant effect on things. And that, for me, is what can determine whether a job is rewarding or not. What might be your other choice?
Well, I think this one, the cabinet maker.
Really?
Yes. Working with your hands is very interesting. And it's a bit like the musician. You are creating something which other people will enjoy, will appreciate.
But I imagine you'd need to be a very special type of person to be able to spend all day in a workshop without talking to anyone. Personally, I wouldn't find that very fulfilling. It would probably drive me a little mad. I would need to have contact with people, like the journalist, or the politician, or even the tourist guide.
I think to be a tourist guide is a little boring, just repeating the same things again and again to different people.
Maybe, but at least you can...
Thank you.